Coal miners in Harlan County continued protest into the past weekend of Black Jewel Mining Company, who filed bankruptcy last month. The miners had continued working, and after several weeks without receiving pay, the miners started a protest. They stood together on a train track at U.S. 119 in Cumberland, Kentucky, and blocked Black Jewel's coal train that was leaving a mine and loaded with coal. On Sunday, a group of people from Richmond, Kentucky, got together and raised funds to feed the miners and help contribute to the cause. Chris Ward of Lexington and Dr. Carl Root, professor at Eastern Kentucky University, started the mission. It all began when Chris was watching the news with his girlfriend Carrie on Friday night. Joining me by phone, Chris Ward of Lexington. Chris, welcome to the program. How did all this start?
Carrie and I were cooking out at her house Friday night, and something came on the news about it. I was like, hey, we ought to just roll that grill of yours right on down there and start cooking out and feed a bunch of miners. And then ball started rolling.
Which led into you getting in touch with Carl and getting his food truck involved.
I sent Carl a message about midnight. We ought to roll that food truck of yours right down there and feed them miners that are blocking a coal train.
What did he say?
and there was a pause there for a moment. He sent me a message back and said, yes.
So when you got everything together and you went down there, how many miners did you see? How many miners were down there that you did talk to?
I talked to more family than anybody. It seemed like all of my conversations were about Cajun food because that's what I cooked. I cooked it there.
Did they like it?
Oh, yeah. I didn't bring any back. And like I say, everybody that came and talked to me were pleasant, wonderful people and just very appreciative. And we had a great time doing it.
When you talked to the families, did they talk about how much this has affected them?
Not really. There wasn't a whole lot of discussion about it. It was mostly just an appreciation for coming down. Everybody that came and talked to me were pleasant, wonderful people and just very appreciative. And we had a great time doing it.
I know that there were several fundraisers, you know, people raising up money to buy gift cards and things like that. Were you able to distribute any of those yesterday?
No. All the online donations go to Carl, and they won't clear his bank until, I think, tomorrow. And I believe he's got it set up with my sister, who works with Christ the King Church up here in Lexington, because they've been doing a whole lot of outreach in Bell County and Letcher County and Lee and Harlan and all around there, so... I think that's going to go into their pool.
What's your connection to the miners? Was it just seeing the news story on TV? Or do you have any family members down there?
I don't, personally. Carrie, I'm sure, does, where she's from Pikeville. And Carl as well, you know, he's from London. But I don't know. I just saw some people that probably needed to eat.
Well, thank you so much, Chris, for joining me today.
Not a problem.
Joining me by phone is Dr. Carl Root. Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So tell me a little bit about this project that you and Chris Ward got together to help the miners.
Okay, so I've thought about that a lot, and I can wrap it up in my academic study of social movements and justice and conflict between capital and labor and all these things, because it does satisfy my curiosity like that. But if I'm being totally honest with you, Chris called me at midnight on Friday night and said, we should take your food truck to Harlan and feed the miners. And I felt like that was almost a double dog dare on his part. And 24 hours later, we were loaded up and headed to Harlan.
So did you get donations for food for the food truck?
No, that was our donation, was the food. And when we posted that we were going to do this, it just kind of caught fire. And within 24 hours, I think I had over 70 people pledged support. Essentially, I don't know if people wanted to help us buy food or what, to be totally honest, but people wanted to help. So Britt McGee of Sunshine Farmsteads also was trying to help us fundraise, but she set up an additional fundraiser kind of accidentally on Facebook. And so we've joined forces, and we have, I think today, over like $2,000, maybe $2,500. I would have to go in and do the math, because even this morning I've had people Venmoing me.
Wow.
More money, yeah. We have donations from all over the state of Kentucky, from Chicago, Detroit. We actually have a couple from that are in Uganda that made a donation.
That's amazing that just this one idea that just happened to come up Friday night at around midnight, and then all this outpouring of support to help our people here in Eastern Kentucky. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's definitely inspired me.
While you were there, what were some of the miners' major concerns? Did you get to talk to anybody about, you know, what's going on, what they expect, what they're anticipating?
I did not get to speak to a whole lot of people because once we got there and we got set up, I was in the truck making sandwiches. But I did get to speak to one of the miners' wives. She said she had a really good feeling about this just because of all of the support and all the people that had come out and to help and to bring food and to make donations and school supplies and money and what have you.
Mm-hmm.
But it seemed like a lot of families in this area have been affected by this, and not just in Harlan County. This company has mines in Bell County. I think it employs, they employ folks from Laurel County, Clay County. At least that's my understanding from what I've heard thus far.
How many people were down there yesterday blocking the railroad tracks?
Dozens of people. I don't know that I would say that there were hundreds of people, but there were probably hundreds of people who came in and out. There was a constant stream of folks. There was a huge, I don't want to call it a parade of motorcycles. I don't know what else to call it, but just dozens of motorcycles drove by at one point, waving and yelling. And we learned that they paid an entry fee to go on that ride, and all of that money went to the Harlan County miners as well.
How many people went down with you from Richmond area that you had talked to go down to help contribute and volunteer their time?
Oh, goodness. At least a dozen people. We had folks from Cincinnati come down. There were some folks from London, Corbin, Richmond, Lexington.
How did you find all these people to go with you down there to Harlan after you and Chris had made the plans?
Facebook, social media, people sharing posts and commenting on posts.
And you had also made a Facebook page for this event also, too, right?
Yes. Actually, my friend Margaret Hale got tasked with that while Chris and Carrie and I were having the conversation late Friday night. I think maybe Carrie said, you know, we need a page so we can discuss times and coordinate everything. What are we going to do? And then that page ended up getting shared amongst, I have no idea how many people at this point. It coordinated all kinds of folks to come together in the same place in the same time. And I'm certain spurred a lot of the donations and things of that.
And what's the name of the Facebook page?
Feeding Miners.
Feeding Miners on Facebook. Aside from Chris asking you to get together with him and go down there, do you have any connection with Eastern Kentucky and these miners?
Not in Harlan County, per se, but I have a lot of family that worked in the mines when I was growing up. I can remember my uncles coming home, you know, jet black from working in coal. And I teach at Eastern Kentucky University. I've been fortunate to teach in the College of Justice and Safety for about the last decade, and I've taught a class in Appalachian Studies. So I've always been interested in the history and the struggle in Eastern Kentucky, particularly as it pertains to coal and labor and capital and what have you.
Dr. Carl Rood, professor at Eastern Kentucky University and organizer of a group from Richmond heading to Harlan to help feed the miners. Carl, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Wendy.